Nolte, no one undermined coronavirus vaccine confidence more than Biden and Harris. By John Nolte on July 13, 2021. Although no one has done more to undermine confidence in the coronavirus vaccine than His Fraudulency Joe Biden and her Vice Fraudulency Kamala Harris, the flailing White House is now blaming the political right's fake news and false information for the slowdown in vaccination rates. To combat that, the administration is turning to fascism, coercion, and spying. Get the FDA to rush official approval of the vaccine. Send government-approved emissaries door-to-door to have a little talk with the unvaccinated. Push for schools and businesses to mandate vaccinations. Fact-check our text messages, which is spying. None of that will work. If the government muscles the FDA to approve the vaccine hesitant will simply say, and not without cause, "The government muscled the FDA to approve the vaccine." Other than increasing resentment towards the government and our institutions, the other three items on that list will change nothing. Regardless, let's not forget that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris worked overtime for months to undermine people's confidence in the vaccine. If you're like me and would like to see everyone vaccinated, their words and actions have been appalling and irresponsible. To begin with, during the 2020 presidential election, both Biden and Kamala Harris went on a terror campaign to undermine public confidence in the Trump vaccine. Both repeatedly said they didn't trust the former president to deliver a safe vaccine, even though both were eventually vaccinated with it, and the Trump vaccine is now the very vaccine they're trying to sell to the public. In terms of the whole notion of a vaccine, we're for a vaccine, but we don't trust Trump at all, nor do you. What we trust is a scientist, Biden said in front of the whole country during one of the presidential debates. Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either, Biden said during a September 2020 speech. Kamala was worse. If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it, absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it, Harris said during the vice presidential debate. During a September appearance on far-left Knoll, when asked if she would get a vaccine approved while Trump was in office, she said, "Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us. I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump. I will not take his word for it." And then what happened? After they apparently won the election, Biden and Harris were stuck selling the very same Trump vaccine they repeatedly undermined. Then, and this was by far their stupidest move, and I'm talking gobsmackingly stupid, after being fully vaccinated, Biden and Harris told us how awesome and perfect the vaccine was and still ran around, including outside, wearing masks. In every single public appearance, these two vaccinated clowns wore masks that blared the following messages. 1. The vaccine doesn't work as well as we say it does. 2. Even if it does work, we're still going to force you to wear a stinky mask. And 3. We don't have a lot of confidence in the vaccine. Then, for no rationale or medical reason, the Biden-Harris administration took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine out of play right in the middle of their own vaccination campaign. Because there was no reason to pull it, it was quickly put back in play, but what a bungle. Repeatedly, and for almost a year now, these two nitwits have stupidly and consciously undermined confidence in the coronavirus vaccine. Imagine the impact on people had Biden made a big show of removing his mask after he was fully vaccinated and the two-week waiting period was over. "I'm free," he could have said. "It's over for me." But instead of doing that, by keeping that mask on, even while outdoors, they both sent a mixed message that played perfectly with their comments about not trusting the Trump vaccine. Maybe that was always the plan? Maybe they wanted low vaccination rates. Think about it. Now they have an excuse to read our text messages, send people to our homes, and set precedents for schools and businesses' government-approved mandating behavior. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.